Yeah. I might have you try Linda once more.
What? What?
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
You'd be happy, Miles. I'm back at home now, so hopefully this will work. Here, we'll see.
Yay. Yeah. So, you're not in your car tonight. You're at home.
Not in my car. I could have been in my car, but I just got back, so we're doing it this way. So.
He's driving in his car.
I turned on the radio.
He turns on his XM radio.
Yeah. I don't think we have XM. I don't know. I don't think we do. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, last week you kind of went a little long on me there, so I didn't get to tell my story, but...
Not tonight.
So right off the bat here. Free comic book day last week. Oh.
Yes.
So that was pretty good. I know I went again this year for my, I was told by my son, my 7th year in a row. So.
Wow.
Yeah. For the free comic books, that's pretty good, eh?
Yeah. Nice. So, made a good.
Yeah. We haven't even got everything yet because we still have prizes to pick up. So.
Prizes. Well,
if you get there and are like one of the first, it used to be like one of the first 25 people, and then now it's one of the first 50 people, you get an extra prize.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were, you want to guess what number we were out of the 50?
42.
No.
I don't know. What were you?
Number three. So we were, my son and I were, well, they give it out to families, so it's the first 50, like, groups, you know what I mean? So he and I basically were number three and four in line, but we were number three for the prize dealio, so.
What's the prize?
I don't know. We haven't picked it up yet, because here's the deal. So we go to our regular comic book store. And we get there, and it's like, it's closed. It's not there anymore. It's gone.
Right.
No, it's gone. It literally, it moved. And so then we're like, what the? We're here early. What? Yeah, we're here early. We're ready to get our free stuff. And the comic book store is gone. It moved like the day before.
Yeah. That's weird.
I know, it is weird. And so they said they had some signs posted, you know, we moved down the road or whatever. So then we had to go find them because their rent got too high or something. And so they had to, they had to move because the rent was too high. So I'm racing around trying to find a place so that we can get in line. And I'm like, you know, well, we're going to be like last ones there or something. And we show up and we're number three, and it's like, well, that was kind of anticlimactic, wasn't it? I thought for sure we were going to be like last in line or something.
No one could find it.
No one could find it, exactly. So
no one could find the damn.
Exactly. No one could find it.
Behind the old Walmart now.
That's right. I gotta go two doors down from the subway, and... So anyway, we get there, we get in line. I'm like, hey, we made it. Great. Like, nobody else is showing up. And then, like, just everybody starts showing up. We just got lucky and we're ahead of the crowd. And all these people start showing up. Well, the first person that shows up after us is this woman. who gets dropped off, like, in the parking lot next door, even. It's like not even close to the store. It's like somebody, whoever she had dropped her off, dropped her off, like, you know, in the other parking lot. And she had to walk over, and she comes over and she sits down and she's like, I made it. I'm here. And then, like, yeah, exactly. She tries to engage us. Now, the number one rule for us is I'll say hi, but I don't want to have a conversation. You know what I mean? And my son is exactly the same way. We do not want to talk to people.
You want to see my boobs?
Yeah, we don't. No, we don't want to see. We don't want to talk to people. We don't want to see people. And so he, unfortunately, he was trying to position himself away from her, but I was already sitting down, so he was like stuck there. And so she started trying to have a conversation with me, and I'm kind of like, yeah, yeah. And so then she's like, I can't remember the first Star Wars movie. I go, what? I can't remember the first Star Wars movie. I can't remember anything about it. And I'm like, okay. I was attacked. I was attacked.
Oh,
they pulled my backpack and threw me to the ground. I hit my head.
Oh, boy.
Was it worth it?
Oh, my Lord. I'm like, this is going to be a long morning. We're there early, you know? And so, we got by the crazy woman who got attacked. And she didn't say what happened other than they threw her down and took her backpack, and that's all she talked about. It hit her head, and I've been going to treatment, but it just doesn't seem to be working. And yeah, I know. So
was it worth Bob Lemire number 3 in the line?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I still got to pick up our free stuff next weekend here, this coming weekend, so it's probably worth it. I don't know.
I hope it's a flat screen or something nice. I hope it's something nice.
No, it's usually like that. You get a T-shirt and like a, you know, one of those action figure things and some free other comic books that are like a graphic novel or something. So it's stuff like that.
If it's a life-size Boba Fett, I want it, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a life-size Boba Fett, but you never know.
I'll give you $10 straight up.
Straight now. I got a $10 bid. Thank you.
Just if it's something cool like that, I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there right now, man.
So at this point, my son is trying to crawl behind me with this lady he's in between me and this weird lady. And so finally she pulls out like a game thing or whatever and starts playing. So, and he's sitting there with his headphones on, playing on his, I think he had his iPad. So
yeah,
he's trying to ignore her. He's looking at me, you know, he's giving me those scared eyes. What the hell's going on? Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, you know, trying to give him the, don't worry about it. It's all fine, you know.
I know karate, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll roll over on her and that'll be the end of that. So so that was this year's comic book day. Was this weird woman who was telling me, and then she had this pen on, and I can't remember what it was, but We were getting ready to go in, you know, they finally are going to open the doors, and they had like stormtroopers there, and there was a bunch of those roller derby girls were there, and finally, you know, and they're getting ready to open the store, and she's like, no one's asked me about my pen.
Oh, Jesus.
She's got this crazy looking pen on, and I guess it's some kind of you know, some kind of comic book reference. And I go, oh, that's a nice looking pen. Yeah, it's from, and I can't remember what she told me it was from, I'm gonna marry that guy or something like that. It's just like, what? It's a comic book character.
The Human Torch.
That's right. This is Johnny Storm's pen. I'm gonna marry him. Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, hey, the line's moving, gotta go.
I mean, she should have had a chaperone, shouldn't she, or something?
Well, that's why I'm wondering, like, whoever dumped her off, you know, half a mile away there,
You know, that person's like, thank Christ this came up so I can, like, dump her ass off.
She's like, my dad thinks all this stuff's stupid. I go, who's your dad? Miles Tidal? Yeah. You didn't happen to be anywhere in the Southern Illinois University Carbondale area back in the...
Was this like an older person or a younger person or...
She was probably, you know, like in her early 20s, I'm guessing. Yeah. I mean, she was not like a high schooler or anything, but she wasn't like, you know, 30, so...
That's too old for me.
Yeah, and so I, you know, but she was old enough to be on her own, but not quite capable.
Yeah, so on the facts of life scale, definitely Natalie, you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely Natalie.
You did not have Blair in your presence, right?
No, not. It was like, do you remember the cerebral palsy chick on that show? Yeah. Yeah. It's like Natalie crossed with that.
Not that I'm laughing at CP. That is not funny.
No, it's not funny, but you know what I'm saying. You know, the
problem is making me laugh at this. I can't remember
that girl's name. She was funny. She did like a little comedy shtick. She was funny.
Oh, Jerry something.
Jerry, that's right. I'm Jerry.
Hey. So I care, man. I knew her name. So
yeah, you do care. It's Jerry. Yeah.
Bob Lament, don't hate me, man.
Yeah, no, so it was like Natalie Jerry combo, you know. She was nice, but boy God, she was weird.
Yeah. Man.
I was just like, oh, the time cannot pass quick enough for me right now. So
I'm number 4 in line.
Yeah, the other guys on the other side, you know, the nerds on the other side were nice and quiet and kept to themselves. So I enjoyed whatever their names were. I have no idea. And all I did was say hi, and that was it.
Hi.
Yeah, and they're like, hey. You
know, hey, what's up?
So, and then they had some dude dressed as a Joker who was wandering around. They had a lot of costume people who came to open the store. You would have liked it.
Jealous, man.
Jeez. They had some girl in this weird nurse's costume. That was kind of weird.
I'm the naughty nurse.
Yeah, I heard that you were feeling ill.
Oh, yeah.
No, what? It wasn't like that.
That's the nice
dude. It was kind of like a Velma nurse kind of a situation there. Mm. So, but... No, it was a good time. They had a good crowd, and you know, they had fat stormtroopers and all the best stuff. So,
you know, if you would have taken off your shirt and painted yourself red, you could have come as Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I'm thinking that or you know, Fat Hellboy, either one.
Yeah, Fat Hellboy. Go purple, go with Grimace, I guess. Or Barney, maybe, I don't know.
Barney. Yeah, yeah. That's you're laughing because at lunch today, I was talking to Dr. J, and he says, we were talking about kids' shows, and he said, you should be like a rhino in a kids' show.
Wow.
I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I think you should go and do a kids' show, and you'd be a rhino. You know, have like some kind of prosthetic nose, rhino nose. I'm like, what are you talking about, Dr. J?
Is he doing synthetic marijuana?
I don't know. He's doing what was that stuff Miley Cyrus was doing? Whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Bath salts or something?
Yeah.
He was telling me that today, and I'm like, what are you? You know, I go, well, I could do that if it paid, you know. I could be a big rhino for TV, sure.
I think open up a shop and call it Grasshopper.
Yeah, so.
All kinds of things.
Rhino, don't do it, rhino.
I have to, kids.
But I can't stop myself.
Stay away from my horn.
I can't eat this donut. It's on the end of my horn.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Anyway, that was Free Comic Book Day, and then hopefully we'll get some more loot this weekend when we go back. Because they just moved, they didn't get together the goodie boxes, so
yeah,
we got a ticket for a goodie box. So,
well, I hope it's really cool. I hope you have something cool. So.
Oh, I know. I got let's see, my free comic books this year were The Tick, which I love The Tick.
Mm-hmm.
Scooby-Doo. Because, you know, you can't beat a good Scooby-Doo comic. And what was my third one? I got three.
The Sarlacc.
No, there was.
It's not as fun as the tick, but yeah.
No. What was the other one? Now I'm already drawing a blank on it.
What's this hole in the box? That's a Sarlacc.
It's a Sarlacc.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember my third one now, but then my son got three comics, and he actually got a little graphic novel. So,
what's this little mini Boba Fett in this box, the hole in it? That's the Sarlacc.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Nice.
I don't know. That's a Star Wars. No one will understand that joke at all.
No. I don't know. I don't get it. So what's happening with you guys?
I don't get it.
What's happening with you guys?
So, you remember several months ago I was...
got a restraining order.
My neighbors. Wife had set up her. Is it her Bluetooth? No. She set up this thing where she can talk Bluetooth. She can talk in the van, you know, over speaker.
Right, it's Bluetooth. Yeah.
In the van.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, the Bluetooth. This is where you lose me because I'm not very technical, as you know. But yeah, thank you. Yes, thank you. I had caught bits and pieces of kind of a fairly dirty conversation that Desiree was having with my wife.
Yeah, I recall that. Yeah.
Do you remember that? Okay, I was like, yeah, I don't know, about 6 months ago. I don't know. Anyway, so flash forward to last week, right?
Okay, last week.
I pull up and this thing kicks on, this Bluetooth thing. Yeah, this thing kicks on, right?
Okay.
And I hear a woman talking, right?
Yeah, a woman that is not your wife.
And so I'm thinking, okay, so this woman's talking about something. I'm like, okay, I go, this is Desiree again, because my wife and Desiree, you know, talk quite frequently. So I'm thinking this is her.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
And so all of a sudden the lady's like, hey, are you there? Are you there? I can't hear you. I go, so I didn't know if she could hear me or not, so I'm like, yeah, I'm here. Like, what are you wearing?
Oh, nice.
Right? And all of a sudden, like, the thing clicks off. Like, my wife has realized, you know, that the thing's on, right?
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
So I come in the house laughing, thinking, I got Desiree once again. And my wife's like, I'm sorry, so-and-so. My husband didn't know that was on.
Gotcha.
I go, wait a minute, that's not Desiree. She goes, no, this is your son's girlfriend's mother.
Oh.
Like, like, we've just met this woman recently. She's very nice and very polite lady. And
very Christian.
Yeah, I assume maybe, I don't know, but I'm like, oh, no.
They're Mennonites, and now you're being rude like that.
I know. They just got done building a barn or something. I don't know what. But...
I was going to bring over some fried chicken. But not anymore.
Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. I'm just going to cool it from here on out, man. I'm just not going to try any more comedy from here on out, man.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my God, that was bad. That was so bad.
She's like, oh, Horace, you wouldn't believe what...
Luckily, I didn't say anything too bad.
I'm surprised that didn't happen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez, that was really... Because my wife's really trying to be careful around this lady, and, you know, you know, she likes this lady, you know, and the kids seem to get along, you know, da da da. Mm-hmm. Now I blow it.
Yeah, there you go. Not going to get another invite.
I blow it, yeah.
You're the Grizz Checks.
Yeah, I just ruined everything.
Like in 16 Candles, you're the Grizz Chicks. Yeah, our little daughter is dating the Grizz Chick.
You know, I would have to go back and watch that movie. I really don't remember that part of it.
Yeah, or he's an oily bohunk. Remember that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sexy American girlfriend.
Exactly.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
Be careful
if you're not for sure, you know, who you're pranking, man. I said,
You didn't call yourself Wong Duck Dong, did you?
Long Dong Silver. Tried, but that didn't work, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my wife was mad at me always.
Yeah, well, I can see why.
That's an accident. And
other things as well, I'm sure. That's probably not the only reason she was angry with you.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, if you call up Miles' house,
I know.
Just wait for heavy petting and dirty talk on the phone, so.
So if you want me to call up your mom or grandma or whatever and talk dirty, I guess I'm available.
You just missed Mother's Day. You could have done it for Mother's Day, but
for free, I would have done it. I would have Skyped them.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Nana, what are you wearing?
What color are your bloomers, Nanner?
Mmm.